Track 41. Unit 13. Listening 1. Part 4. Multiple choice.
Ants, spiders, snakes and rats may not sound like ideal house companions, but as Sally Jefferson can confirm, an increasing number of animal lovers in the Radio Carson area have taken to keeping them as pets. Sally is the owner of Animal Crackers, a large pet shop in the centre of Carston. Sally, why the move away from cats and dogs?
Well, primarily, I think the trend reflects changing lifestyles. Cats and dogs need a lot of looking after, whereas insects and spiders, for example, are very low maintenance. They more or less take care of themselves. And that's perfect for busy working couples who are out of the home most of the day and can't afford to spend a great deal of time on the more traditional kinds of pets. And then, of course, there's the so-called educational pet, ants in particular.
Yes, I was surprised to hear that you sell a lot of them in your shop.
That's right. Leafcutter ants, mostly. You can create your own colony in an ant farm. That's a glass box like a big fish tank filled with clean sand or soil. You can watch them in their nest, digging tunnels and cutting leaves, all collaborating to achieve a common goal. It's a great lesson in the benefits of teamwork, especially for children, and for that reason, a lot of parents come in and buy them.
And do the kids like them?
Yes, most do. After all, ants are fascinating creatures to watch close up. But of course, they're not furry or cuddly, and children can't interact with them in the same way that they can with a cat or a dog. If you pick them up or try to play with them, they can give you quite a nasty bite. So inevitably, some children start to grow tired of them, pay less attention to them.
Right. And how about spiders? You were telling me before the programme that you sell tarantulas. Can they be handled?
It's not advisable. But in this case, it's more because of the risk involved to the tarantula than to the owner.
Oh.
They do bite, of course. And as we've seen in films, sometimes with fatal results. But a bite from the species we sell is rather like being stung by a bee. No, the main problem is that they are fragile creatures, and if they run around when they're on your hand or arm, there's a danger they'll fall off and hurt themselves very badly. So best not to get them out of their cage too often.
No, indeed. Now, let's move on to another type of pet that seems to be in fashion these days. Snakes. Do they need a lot of care and attention?
That really depends on the species you buy. Different species have different requirements. What's common to the corn snakes and ball pythons that we sell is that they can sometimes go for months without eating. So if you're going on holiday, you don't have to worry about finding someone to feed them while you're away. However, it's important to realise that many snakes have a lifespan of more than 20 years, so you need to be aware that you are making a long-term commitment when you buy one.
And what sort of things do they eat?
Mice, mainly, and perhaps rats or even rabbits for some of the larger species. It's better to give them pre-killed animals, which can be bought frozen at reasonably little cost from pet stores. Besides being more humane for the mice and rats and so on, it's also safer for the snakes. A rat can seriously wound a snake when it's acting in self-defence.
Interesting that you mention rats, because of course they too are kept as pets nowadays, aren't they?
That's right. They make very good pets, and they don't bite quite as readily as most people think. You need to bear in mind, though, that they like being with other rats, so they really need to be kept in pairs or even groups, and in a large cage too. Technically, of course, they're nocturnal animals, but they're very flexible creatures. They will adapt to their owner's schedules and are happy to come out and play when people are around during the day.
You don't feed them to the snakes, do you, Sally?
Oh, no, don't worry, we never do that.